Shalom lekulam. Anachnu korim
hayom. Hello everyone. We are reading from the book of Bala Sulam.
Chelek ma'amarei shamati, ma'amar.
The article from Shamati 159, and it came to pass in the course of those many days. You can find our study materials on our Avud system and Sviva Tova, and you can ask questions online.
Let's read once, and then we will see what else we have to do. We'll probably have to read it several times. Go ahead.
Let's start. 159, and it came to pass in the course of those many days. And it came to pass in the course of those many days that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried. And their cry came up unto God from the work, and God heard their groaning. This means that they suffered so much that they could not bear it. And they so pleaded with prayer that their cry came up unto God. But we can see that they were saying, would that we had when we sat by the flesh pots, when we ate bread to the full. And they also said, we remember the fish which we ate in Egypt for nothing, the zucchinis and the watermelons, and the hay, and the onion, and the garlic. The thing is that, indeed, they were very fond of the work in Egypt. This is the meaning of, and they mingled with the nations and learned from their actions. And it means that if Israel are under the domination of a certain nation, that nation controls them, and they cannot retire from their control. Thus, they tested sufficient flavor in that work and could not be redeemed. So what did the Creator do? The king of Egypt died, meaning they had lost their servitude. Thus, they could no longer work. They understood that if there is no perfection of the mochin, the servitude is also incomplete. Hence, and the children of Israel sighed from the work. The work means that they did not suffice for the work, since they had no vitality in the servitude. This is also meaning of the king of Egypt died, that all the domination of the king of Egypt, who nourished and provided for them, had died. This is why they had room for prayer, and they were immediately saved. Afterwards, when they walked in the desert and came to a state of katnut, smallness, they craved the servitude that they had prior to the death of the king of Egypt.
Tov.
All right. We don't have any questions yet.
שאלות בינתיים אין.
So, no questions yet. So,
רק מחיפה.
Only from Haifa. Well, we can still wait. So let's read again.
אז נקרא שוב מאמר שמעתי קופנו.
Let's read again from Shamati Articles 159, and it came to pass in the course of those many days. And it came to pass in the course of those many days that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God from the work, and God heard their groaning. This means that they suffered so much that they could not bear it. And they so pleaded with prayer that their cry came up unto God. But we can see that they were saying, would that we had when we sat by the flesh pots, when we ate bread to the full. And they also said, we remember the fish which we ate in Egypt for nothing, the zucchinis and the watermelons and the hay and the onions and the garlic. The thing is that indeed they were very fond of the work in Egypt. This is the meaning of, and they mingled with the nations and learn from their actions. It means that if Israel are under the domination of a certain nation, that nation controls them and they cannot retire from their control. Thus, they tasted sufficient flavor in that work and could not be redeemed. So, what did the Creator do? The king of Egypt died, meaning they had lost their servitude. Thus, they could no longer work. They understood that if there is no perfection of the mochin, the servitude is also incomplete. Hence, and the children of Israel sighed from the work. The work means that they did not suffice for the work, since they had no vitality in the servitude. This is the meaning of the king of Egypt died, that all the domination of the king of Egypt, who nourished and provided for them, had died. This is why they had room for prayer, and they were immediately saved. Afterwards, when they walked in the desert and came to the state of Katnut, they craved the servitude that they had prior to the death of the king of Egypt.
Okay, let's see the questions.
Аз є ж на
Україна, Україна тут. Woman.
Дорогой Раф, я до урока послушала.
Before the lesson, I heard this article for about 10 times and it started to piss me off. The Israeli people has no spine, they don't have desire. So what is this Yashar El? Where is this quality in them? It looks like the Creator is keep pulling them in their hair.
Yes, continue.
So this is the question. What is Yashar Kel here if they don't choose by themselves and they only look for room, better place where they have better food?
And what is it supposed to do?
They should have some sort of a direction, Yashar El.
Look at this. Even though he made them direct to the Creator, they're nevertheless not capable, don't want.
Ну, потому как Творец, может быть, не доделал их, так он сейчас должен это исправлять.
Or maybe the Creator didn't complete them and now he needs to correct it.
Well, it turns out that this nation is a nation that the Creator is taking care of them, and it's not their desire, it's the desire of the Creator to bring them closer.
Yes. So what can we say?
To say thank you to the Creator that leads us to the glory.
Meaning, thank you for suffering, for us suffering, that He is the one who's appointed to our sufferings. So what to do? That's probably how it is. We'll continue with the questions.
Да, дорогой, да, дорогой и любимый Рав, дорогой учитель, вот вы были.
Hello, dear beloved Rav.
И соответственно вашему хисарону ваш Рав давал вам.
You were a very strong student for Rabash, and your deficiency was very strong. And to receive it from you, we need to become as a one student in order to hear you properly and to do the work properly. Can I ask who is that global student, that one student that can listen to you and what need to be heard from you and to do this work and to understand what you and Rabash wanted to pass to us?
You simply need to be together and from your connection to appeal to the Creator. And everything will succeed for you and quickly.
What does
it mean to make this connection happen and to turn into 1-10?
To try to help everyone, to try to draw everyone to one common center. To gather together, to go tighter together, and to turn to the Creator, and to ask and to wait for help from Him, for an explanation.
Woman Almaty.
Thank you very much. We will try.
Дорогой Рав, мировое кли. Рав, у меня вопрос о том, что мы должны почувствовать и о временных рамках.
I have a question. What do we supposed to feel in this period of time? It is talked in the past. We were in the state of that Israel and the king of Egypt has died, and we all missing the food and the pot with the meat.
We need to understand that we don't yet feel ourselves in the desert. We don't yet feel that we don't have what to eat. And therefore we cannot cry out to the Creator. Where are those pots, those food, that food we ate in Egypt? We don't feel Egypt yet.
So there are 7 days of the exile of Egypt. The 29th of April will be the night that we will exile from Egypt and we will all come out of Egypt all together. Is this the birth of the soul?
That's the story, and we will go through it. That's just a story. We will go through it when we will want to exit Egypt. The Creator will collect these people and exit. Take them out.
Подумай. Moscow 4.
Вопрос такой. Так в Египте в итоге все эго раскрывается или не все? Почему, если уже решили?
All the ego is revealed in Egypt.
В том, чтобы отказались от работы.
And if we decided that and the Creator is helping us, and that's it, we don't want to serve Pharaoh anymore. We want to get out of Egypt. Would there be any more add-ons?
It's possible that there will be. One way or another, it was said so. So that you won't forget that you were slaves in Egypt, to Pharaoh. Remember that.
Все равно в итоге мы зависим от того, где у нас наслаждение или куда нас страдание. Только мы переходим от наслаждений и страданий в получение ради себя к наслаждениям и страданиям к Творцу. То есть, по сути, пока он не раскроется, пока он не даст это нам наслаждение, мы так и будем болтаться. Правильно?
We don't get translation.
Это все равно зависит от раскрытия Творца.
Да, отчасти это.
Well, that's partially correct.
Продолжать продвигаться вперед.
The question was, it all depends on the revelation of the Creator. Partially, that's correct. We just need to continue to advance.
Скажите, что же все-таки помогает нам дойти до точки смерти царя Египта,
если what helped us to reach the state and the king of Egypt has died, that the real prayer comes only after?
И это поможет.
We need to connect between us and to turn to the Creator, and that will help us. Again and again, not at once.
So
what's the difference between the prayers? We pray before the death of the king of Egypt or after, or and then we can be helped straight away. So what's the difference in the prayers?
The difference is in how we understand the extent to which we are willing to implement it. Latin 12.
Maestro, el tema de la servidumbre incompleta. Esta es una crisis.
It is written
en estado de escasez por reacción de nosotros.
That the servitude is not complete. Is this crisis? Does the Creator make this crisis? And we are in poverty.
The Creator arranges all our states, all the states, the good ones, the bad ones, like these, there are those. No matter what state we're in, it all comes to us from the Creator. And we need to accept them, those states.
Ma.
What?
Por ejemplo, disculpe, la crisis.
For instance, the global crisis, financial crisis, or the good life with prosperity, and this crisis that brings the imbalance, and now we're in poverty. Does the Creator wants us to change our lifestyle?
It could be that by this we will understand better what state we're in. All that happens to us in life only stems from the Creator, directly to each and every one.
Woman English 1.
Yes, hello, dear Rav. Hello, World Klee. Rav, it seems like Pharaoh is not dead because they are still glorifying their servitude.
Can.
So they're still prisoners.
Yes.
They're still in
exile.
Yes, it's in the eyes of their, in their eyes, it's as a dead, as the king of Pharaoh died, means that Pharaoh is no longer important to them. They're starting to look at him as one who's dead.
Kiev.
Прав, тут вот интересно написано в статье, что потом они, когда шли по пустыне, пришли в
состояние. That after, when they walked in the desert, they reached a state of katnut, and then they yearning to be in gadlut. What are those two states in the work?
That's later. Leave that. That's not the main thing. He just gives us to us in one sentence. That's not the main thing. Right now, for the time being, we have to scrutinize the
English one.
That which he speaks about in the article itself.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Klee. This state of exiting Egypt and leaving the domain of Pharaoh, that's something that we all have to go through. That's the recognition that the treasures of life, the corporeal, are worthless. And then comes the real work. Is that right? Thank you very much.
Yes.
Turki tu.
Shalom Rav Yakar. Rav Yakar. Biz çalışmada nasıl sürekli performansımızı...
It is written in the article, afterwards, when they walk in the desert and came to a state of katnut, they craved the servitude that they had prior to the death of the king of Egypt. Question, how can we continuously improve our performance in the study and increase this importance so that we will not have any regrets on the way?
To want to cleave to the Creator all the time. To constantly think and see before you the Creator, and that we want to come close to Him and to adhere to Him. Then we will be able to not feel even that we are in exile. Just simply run with all our might ahead to the Creator. Always forward.
Moscow 4.
Вот еще такой вопрос. Как работать все-таки с эгоизмом, помогать друг другу? Допустим, я.
So, how can we work with the ego in order to help one another? Let's say I invited a friend for the meal, and then there is this risk that they will enjoy, not from the connection, that this is actually the reason to have the meal.
Так что мне делать? Невкусно это?
On the contrary, they will enjoy that the food is tasty. So what, to make a non-tasty food?
Что мы стараемся создать комфортное условие для того, чтобы делать
правильно. Is there a problem that we are trying to create a comfortable condition in order to make meals?
We need to create the most comfortable situations in order to move forward. The most comfortable states, it'll be easier for us to come closer. So we will want to embrace one another, to be in a circle, and so on.
For instance, I connect with the friends, I have a disturbance, and automatically I run away into my ego, to my will to receive, because I want to enjoy. What comes out of this?
The main thing, despite that you're enjoying the flavors from everything, with that you yearn to adhere to the friends.
So, thanks to that, a person is not running away too far. He goes, he runs away to the desire, but near.
You can't always work on negative feelings. You're given here some, it's like you, they stuck you here, so you're running away. There you gave, were given a blow, so you run to the Creator. No. You yourself need to depict yourself. Where all kinds of negative actions and operations are being disclosed to you and correct them.
Okay?
Very well.
Мне виски завозить на работу. Другого выхода нет. Самое комфортное условие создать.
В трансляции.
Haifa 1.
Shalom, Rav, Katuv.
It is written, there's no complete in Mohen, so the work is not complete. What is in our spiritual work?
I can't explain that now. I can't. Search for it yourself.
Да, дорогой Раф, хотел уточнить. Вы сказали стремиться видеть перед собой Творца.
Как это видеть перед собой Творца?
You said to yearn to see the Creator in front of your eyes. What does it mean?
The force that's drawing you forward.
And
it's moving you through Egypt, through all kinds of exiles.
Сложности с товарищами и так далее. Это все.
All kinds of complexities with the friends and so on. This is all given to you.
PT6.
That's the exile that you feel.
The freedom, it's a temporary thing, or because after all, Pharaoh continue with us until the final correction.
Freedom is a temporary thing, and it comes and passes and comes back again.
So what's the difference before Egypt or after, if after Egypt?
That's one of the periods in Egypt.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав, здравствуйте, мировой Кли. Вот нам кажется, что Фаро умрет тогда, когда в нас...
It seems to us that Pharaoh will die when our attraction to corporeal things will die, and we need to we're coming out of Egypt, that the corporeality won't be as important, the pot with meat, pot of meat. And what's important to us is bestowal.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вот в продолжение вопроса об устремлении прямо к Творцу.
To continue the question with yearning to the Creator.
Нужно стремиться прямо к Творцу, стремиться прилепиться к Нему.
You said that we need to yearn to the Creator, to adhere to Him.
Как мы можем помочь друг другу?
When in the ten, some friends has different opinions on a certain subject. How can we help one another to be above the differences?
Increase the importance of connection and for each to help the other.
How do we do that? How can we help? Internally or practically? So tomorrow we're going to have a meeting.
Talk about this. Gather together.
Обращайтесь к Творцу вместе.
Meet about this. Come to this. Come to be as one heart on this. Turn to the Creator with this together. Demand for Him to adhere between you.
Woman Mac 26.
Woman Mac 26.
Вот этот вопль сынов Израиля, когда они почувствовали большую пустоту.
The yearn of the Israeli people when they felt that emptiness, and it like automatically the yearn was coming out. So what is the freedom of choice?
Когда они собирались.
There was free choice prior to that when they gathered. Now that's it. The Creator gathered them and drew him to him. Now they're under his absolute control, the control of the Creator.
What is the difference between Israel to the nations in this state? The nations were not in this state?
No, the nations of the world do not feel. The nations of the world are ones that do not feel the presence of the Creator whatsoever.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, everyone. You answered to one of your students about what else we can do as one student of yours.
So, as we are through practice,
Through the efforts between us, we need as much as possible to connect between us and to be tight between us and to ask the Creator all together as one man in one heart for the Creator to connect us.
Woman, must speak.
That's enough. That's enough.
Woman, Moscow 18.
Раф, здесь механизм получается такой очень простой, что когда мы наслаждаемся...
It turns out that the mechanism here is very simple. When we enjoy, we're losing the focus in the Creator. And when we don't have the feeling, we reach a point of the revelation of the evil, and that focus on the Creator is happening. And then there is a point of yearning, and then we turn to the Creator in a specific way.
And
it turns out it's like that there is no goal. I'm like a rocket floating in the air, and this rocket is floating in the air, but it has a certain focus that you can see the steps that differentiate the parts of the rocket, and during this flight, and then we can see the yearning, and then we can be called Israel. But when we don't have a goal, we call the nations of the world, right?
У меня такой вопрос.
How can we exit Egypt in order to give contentment to the Creator and have less sorrow? What kind of a prayer?
Whatever you think, do that and read it to the Creator to hear it.
From the center of the ten.
Yes, yes.
Добрый день. Такой вопрос. Вы всегда говорите, не торопитесь, мы еще не там.
You always say, not to rush, we're not there yet. How can we know where we're at? If we are in Egypt or we didn't enter Egypt, so where exactly are we? So we can act right.
In order to act correctly, you don't need to know where you are. You don't need to.
How does it help?
Woman,
it helps. It doesn't help.
Здравствуйте, Рав, мировой клей. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот когда вот дается ощущение, что мы вот все
Tell me, please. When we receive this feeling that we're all together, and at last we progress from the cry to a certain connection with the Creator, how can we avoid being relaxed now? Here we go, we progress.
Don't worry, that won't happen.
In the article it's written in the past that they cry and they cry for the pot of meat. Now we're talking about the future state. Why in the articles it's always written in such a non-attractive way? The work is already hard enough, but here, let's get out of Egypt and now we're going to regret.
So that we will relate to the matter seriously.
Do we need to work on the point that we will have no fear and we will strengthen in the work? What can strengthen us?
Hold on together, all of you together, one to another.
Thank you, Rav. You answered the friend that we still yet to feel that we're in the desert. And in the second verse, Rabash is writing that the work in Egypt was a favor. What does it mean in the 10 that the work in Egypt is a favor?
The work in the 10 is usually nice work. We feel that we're supporting one another and help each other. We have a goal. The Creator is waiting for us to come to Him. Gradually, we will get there and we will truly receive the next world.
Okay,
so why he continues that the work in Egypt was in their favor?
Yes.
And then they mingle with the nations. And when Israel is under the control of the nation, then this nation controls Israel. And I got an impression that we need to get rid of it. I don't understand this work in Egypt that is in their favor. What do we need to reveal? That it's our favor and then we want to get out of it?
No, no, no. Even if there's the worry that we'll remain in Egypt.
Okay.
Woman Misha Matsuek.
Who's screaming there?
Can I ask a question?
Ask.
What's so unique in our prayer to the Creator? What needs to be so special? Even the teeth down below is praying. So what's so important and special in our prayer?
That we expect that the Creator will raise us from above in order to receive, to in order to bestow.
Woman Ita.
Buongiorno, caro Rav, grazie sempre. To lose slavery is to place oneself in another will, which trust, which is other is to him. What kind of
is a koach,
what force? I didn't understand.
Yes, what kind of force we receive from the Creator instead of the will to receive?
We want to be the servants of the Creator, meaning to receive from Him the desire to bestow and to use that desire only for bestowal.
No. Woman Turkish 7.
Selam sevgiler, selam sevgili dostlar. Muhin mükemmelliği yok.
The article says, if there is no perfection of the Muhin, the servitude is also incomplete. My question is that at some point experience no longer help us. If there is something to be added to the knowledge, will I do it or will the Creator change something?
The wholeness of Mochin means that I understand, know, feel that the Creator is spinning everything and is moving us through all the states we have to go through. That's called that I receive from Him.
Beseder.
Okay, so who else do I have to ask?
So if the work in Egypt that we have life in it and we work in happiness in the 10, is it something that we need to stay away from? Or how does it look?
When we go out of all of those calculations and raise ourselves to the force of the Creator, who's the good that does good to everyone, and we're immersed in the force of good, this is called that we are exiting the exile. And then we just have the desire to bestow to everyone, to the whole world, and then through the whole world, what I want to fill them, to pass to them, I pass this to the Creator. Through everyone.
Can
it be a state that we have, we feel alive in the work, even under the Pharaoh's control? How can we know?
Wait, again, repeat again. It could be that
when I work and I feel alive from it, and there is a feeling that I maybe even bestowing, but I'm still under the control of Pharaoh.
Yes, of course that can be.
So how can we know?
The difference is who controls you, whether the Creator or Pharaoh. In order to receive or in order to bestow what's happening to you, what you're discovering.
Hadera 1.
In
the last sentence it is written that they were in the desert and they came to a state of katnut, they craved the servitude.
Yes.
The state of katnut, I thought it's a spiritual state.
The state of katnut is a spiritual state, but they yearned to be truly in the feeling of exile. Yes, in the exit from exile, it's the most joyous state. It's the most powerful state.
What is so spiritual in this state? They exit the will to receive in order to, and entering the will to bestow. And they can only do it after student.
Yes.
So this state, it's not spiritual. They yearn for a proper fulfillment.
No. Where? In that state, they would yearn for the servitude that they had prior to the death of the king of Egypt. Yes?
I can't get what's spiritual in this state.
I'll read it from the beginning. When they were walking, going in the desert and came to a state of katnut, they were yearning for the servitude that they had prior to the king of Egypt dying. Before he died, when he was still great in their eyes, but they didn't receive anything, meaning it was desert. On one hand, on the other hand, they were devoted to their ego, to the king of Egypt. That was the walking on in the desert.
Woman Mach 86.
Woman Mach 86.
Добрый день, Рав, и дорогая, дорогой Кли, я немножко переживаю, волнуюсь. Можно уточнить?
I'm a bit excited.
Как можно понять?
If we can say it a bit more clear, how can we understand that the light from the Creator that we pass to the rest of the world, and then the whole world passing back the light to the Creator through us, what does it mean? Is that the Torah and mitzvot that we are dealing with?
No.
Спасибо большое.
Можно еще вопрос, Рав?
Да.
Рав, вот состояние, которое вы сейчас объясняли, желание вернуться.
The state that you just explained, the desire to go back to Egypt.
Мы должны воспользоваться
prior to the death of the king of Egypt. Do we need to use our experience?
Вы не пройдете мимо.
Спасибо.
The moment you'll be in such state, you won't miss.
Woman Mark 62.
Здравствуйте, дорогой учитель. Здравствуйте, мировой кли. А вот, учитель, а вот такой вот пример, да, вот на протяжении многих лет человек находится в рабстве.
Example. Throughout the years, a man, a person is under servitude of Pharaoh. And then the time comes when the Creator brings him, and then he starts to feel and understand that barrier, that turning point, and still, and yet he does not want to acknowledge the Creator, and he wants to be under the force of Pharaoh, and he understands that that's his problem, but he still keeps getting blows, but he still do not agree with the Creator. Can we help in some shape or form? Or maybe we should not get involved?
In what, one word? Group. The group needs to be with him and to help each and every person that's in the group.
In a prayer?
It's prayer, it's mutual work, it's everything that was written about the group. A person without the group can't do anything.
Woman Mark 97.
Дорогой учитель, написано, что когда мы вышли из Египта и оказались в пустыне,
it is written that when we exit Egypt and we enter the desert, we reached a state of katnut. Is it correct to say that now we need to complete this state by yearning, bigger yearning to the Creator, just like we worked Pharaoh?
Выйдем из катнута в гадлут.
Upward.
Woman Latin.
Buenos días, Rob. Buenos días, amigos. Buenos días, amigos. El creador nos elimina el yugo para que veamos lo más importante.
The creator is take the burden off us so we can reveal that the most important thing is the prayer. My question is, do we need to be careful with what we ask because this is what it gives us? And then we will want to go back to the previous state. Do we need to be careful with what we ask?
Yes.
Yes.
Woman French.
Bonjour.
I heard that all the problems are coming from a state of galut, the exile, and one of the problems that we do not agree in the tent is the state of the friends in the tent. They do not agree. What do we need to pray for? Can we still get out of that exile with disconnection?
I didn't understand the question. Can we come out of the state of exile? Of course it's possible. We must come out of there.
But we do not agree between us on this, our state in the tent. So what do we need to ask in order to get out of this state or to reach a mutual request? So how can we reach the correct prayer? What is the first
step? What's the first step? We need to ask the Creator. There's nothing else we can do. We just don't know where we are, and we don't need to know. Of course, we're in order to receive, in an egoistic desire, and we need to rise from this state to an altruistic state, a higher state. So let's ask the Creator for that. It's so simple. That's each and everyone in the language that he understands in his mother tongue, or somehow will come to a state in which the Creator take us out of the desire to receive of ours, this ego of ours, and raise us to the desire to bestow. So we will be able to love everyone and you, and thus embrace the whole world.
Woman Moscow 6.
Okay. Women Moscow 6.
Здравствуйте, мировой клин. Вот вопрос такой, не получается сформулировать, вот так вот как чувствую, что если мы, допустим, находимся в состоянии катнута, и мы просим...
I feel this way. When we are in a state of катнута, we ask the Creator to help us to exit.
Да.
Well, we didn't reveal the whole of the evil. Can we still cry to the Creator?
Yes.
So what should we do more? To connect, to prayer?
Put your heart more into it.
Спасибо, дорогой Рав. Подскажите, килим наших подруг, это уже отдаляющий килим?
The friends' vessels are the vessels of bestowal?
Woman Spain.
Depends how you use them and who uses them.
Buenos días, maestro. Buenos días, amigo. La pregunta es, ¿por qué nos da la sensación de pesadez cuando
why estamos enfermos? We feel heaviness.
Parece que Moreno nos escucha, ni
when we are in faith above reason, it sounds like the Creator does not listen to us. He does not answer to us. Is this the strongest state?
Yes, faith above reason. We are in adherence with the Creator, in dvikut to the Creator. That's how we are.
¿Puedo hacer otra pregunta?
Yes.
¿Es natural o normal sentir ese agotamiento?
Is it natural or normal to feel that tiredness when we are tired from the faith above reason?
That's good. So we need to add even more forces until we will have the possibility to cry out in such a way that the Creator will hear us for sure.
Muchas gracias, maestro.
Woman Mac 26.
Дорогой Раф, вопрос от подруги. Что важнее, быть в радости от
зла
или просьба о выходе из Египта?
To be in joy when we reveal the evil or to be in a request to exile Egypt?
Joy from the recognition of evil is still not a complete action. And the request to leave Egypt, that's already more conscious.
The Israel people are cried to leave. That was their request. What was the equivalence of form with the Creator? We know that without the equivalence of form, we cannot reach the Creator.
By them wanting to come out of their state and to achieve, attains a certain opposite state to that, the freedom from the ego.
But
if we feel bad and we want to run away from the place that we feel bad, this is egoistic.
We are trying to escape the egoistic desire and we're asking the Creator to help us do this.
На наши слабые усилия, как ребенок.
The efforts.
И тогда наши усилия превращаются в действия. И мы поднимаемся по ступеням лестницы к Творцу.
And we rise and the degrees of the ladder to the Creator.
The action of agreeing with Him, is there such an action?
The action in order to justify the Creator comes first.
No, Kavkaz 1, woman.
Добрый день, Раф. Через падение и просьбы мы проходим как бы постепенное
раскрытие Slowly, slowly we reveal the mercy until we had enough from revealing the mercy. So what does it mean the Pharaoh is dead?
Well, let's say that there's some equivalence of form, but it's not the end.
Woman German.
Guten Tag, lieber Rav, Weltklim.
Guten Tag.
Unser Schrei, Arbeit, Dienst, Quälerei, sind das alles, um einen Raum für Gebet zu schaffen?
Does the cry from the work, the sorrow, is to create some sort of a space for a prayer?
Wie schützen wir diesen Raum zwischen uns?
Rab, yes. How can we keep this space between us that we achieve?
We're connected to one another, and we constantly want to raise our kli more and more. That's what we're praying for.
Thank you.
English 1, woman.
Yes, Rav. It's what is happening here that we're being moved in and out of the will to receive and being shown there is more work to do.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, of course.
Thank you, Rav.
Azerbaijan.
Раф, любимый, здравствуйте. Спасибо большое. Спасибо большое. Я вот не понимаю одну вещь. После того, как Бабец открылся, сказал.
What is not clear that after the Creator has been revealed to Moses, where in the nation there is an awakening of a request, demand to come closer to the Creator if Moses is the leader of the nation? Why doesn't reach the nation?
It doesn't come to the people because the people are still in the ego. They need to exit that state.
Where is that tear between the people and Moses? This valley.
No, there's no collaboration, no slice here.
So this is the order of the work.
Yes.
Дорогой учитель, а вот фараон умирает своей смертью или его убивает творец?
Pharaoh died by himself, or the Creator killed him? Kills him. When the time of leaving Egypt has come.
We will see how this happens. I don't think that we can already be present in the death of Pharaoh, meaning the entire ego that is in all people, in all the people, is dead. Can you imagine yourself then what we come to? We're coming to the end of correction.
What is that they understand that if there is no completeness of the Mochin?
Think, we already talked about this also today.
But this is all about the cried.
Yes.
Woman Turkey 7.
Selam sevgiler, selam sevgili dostlar. Bu çalışmada yeterli tadı almak ve kurtarılamamak tam olarak nedir?
What exactly? That the nation controls them and they cannot retire from their control. Thus, they tasted sufficient flavor in the work and could not be redeemed. What does it mean that they receive flavor in the work?
That when a person is in pleasure, he cannot exit it. He can't. But then the Creator takes him out for some reason from the pleasure, and then a person can freely perform actions against the
Shalom lekulam, kol tov lachem.
All the best to you and rest. Shabbat. All the best.
Toda rabba lecha, Rav. Toda rabba.
Thank you very much, Rav. Thank you for all the friends. And rest, continue the broadcast at 2:30. We will have Friday meal, Friday afternoon meal, and let's finish with a song.
Behind the curtains of the story told, behind the faces of the meek and bold,
above the good and bad, the right and wrong, there's hope for a brighter dawn.
We've learned to breathe without a breath of air. We've learned to run on roads that lead nowhere.
Now is the time for us to rise above and learn what it is to love.
We open our hearts. Together we will fight. And we'll see that love can cover all the crimes.
Choice that waits.